Please help us sustain our infrastructure. Please help us safeguard and protect the work of these severely affected survivors at the very most violent and invisible intersections. Our radio infrastructure is our physical bodies. And as physical bodies in our culture have recently needed, we are able to improve our safety if we have any access to small amounts of money. If we are disallowed from our own income streams, if we are disabled in and around our communities, if we are excluded from resourcing, we are not allowed to survive. We are mandated to be tortured to death while others fail to notice or explain it away without being willing ever to talk to us or to respond to our desperate cries for relief from suffering. We are remedying this horrific situation with your help, and we're so grateful to those of you who have contributed already, who have recognized that immediate emergency action is needed in and around all our communities, because this prevents suicide, premature death, and human trafficking. Please start out today by helping us fund Bridge Grant 001. You can find more information about it at intuitive.pub/bridge/families. This grant provides immediate resourcing to three of our Bridge families who have been surviving terrible circumstances. This includes mine. This helps to get immediate relief into the hands of survivors who are experiencing violence that other people need more information about. So letting us die at these intersections keeps everyone else from benefiting from our lived experience. We don't want that to happen. And that's why the Intuitive Community Knowledge Base is being built out continually for sharing between all interested communities so that we can all be safer immediately. Well, I just said a bunch of words, and it's hard for me to know what I said because I am in such extreme pain without my medicine. Our other families in this Bridge Grant 001 have similar considerations where there are very basic needs that are not being met because the way our society has been structured was not really meant to get those needs met. And if you ask disabled and severely disabled people anywhere in our vicinities, you will find very similar stories. Which is why we need Intuitive Public Radio and the efforts of our Intuitive Community Network to ensure kindness, inclusion, and physical safety for all those striving to care and help one another most successfully.